How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I shower super late today, so I was like, I need a refreshment. So
Yeah.
I'm about to eat in a little bit. And you? How's it
I'm
going?
good. I'm doing good. Yeah, it's been we're in the middle of the semester, sort of like the middle, but also it's the end, kind of. We have a month left.
No, yeah, think about it. Yeah, no. I feel like I'm always behind. I don't know why, but the light here sucks. I just wanted to do that. But yeah, no, I feel like I was super behind, and now I'm like, okay, I have to figure this in a month. But yeah.
But oh well, yeah, we're here. All right. Well, I'm already recording, so we're gonna go
Okay.
ahead and jump into this. I have my questions off to the side, so if you see me like looking or giving like side eye to something, it's that.
Let me go get my water really quick because
Okay.
but yeah, you can continue telling me. Let me go get my water and
Okay, I'll just wait for you. You're good.
okay. Sorry. Are you in campus? You're not in campus, right?
No, I'm a commuter. I'm from San Antonio, so I live at home.
Oh, that's
So I've just stayed here since everything.
really, really good. You didn't do your undergrad here either, right?
No, I didn't. I'm only here for graduate school, or I've only been here for graduate school. Yeah. Are you living on campus right now?
Yeah.
Wow. How is it? Is it empty?
The kid, the hall that I live in is 21 and older, and it's always, you can't really see. Sorry, I can't do the things I want, and I can't find my. Okay, I'm just gonna grab my. Okay, I wanted to grab my something to for the, what's it called? The water bottle, but I can't. Okay. Yeah, the thing where I what's it called? The hall that I live in is for 21 and older, and usually there's not a lot of people around for law students in grad. So yeah, so like I haven't seen a difference so much. Maybe just in the cafeteria where like it's you can tell where it's
Yeah.
different.
All right. Well, we're gonna get started then. To start with some general information, your name, where you're from originally, your major, your classification, and how you got to St. Mary's.
Okay, so my full name is Luisa Rumi Ortiz Rangel. I was born and raised in Veracruz, Mexico. And when I was 15 years old, my mom and I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And now I've been living here in San Antonio for 3 years for school. So where I'm from, ni de aquí ni de allá. Like, I feel like I was raised in when I was until I was 15. So like I have my roots in Mexico, but also like my adult life has been here too. So they're both places that I call home. And also they're both places that I don't know. My major, I'm a theology major, minor in art, and I'm a senior graduating in the spring, so next semester.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. And how I got to St. Mary's. So when I was living in Tulsa, I was a youth coordinator for Hispanic Ministry Young Adult Team. I don't know how to say it in English, but it was called Pastoral Juvenil Diocesan Team. And so I would go to meetings where, like, national events for leadership and stuff like that. And in one of those events, in one of those meetings, Jose Matos, the executive director of, Campus Ministry here at St. Mary's, was giving and the young adults in ministry that are Hispanic and here in St. Mary's. So I thought that was very interesting that a school was empowering that too. And so I wanted to check it out, and I came. I did a tour, and I felt at home.
What's the distance between San Antonio and Tulsa? Like, how long of a drive is it?
8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to undergrad 4 hours away, and I thought that was a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't go home often. I also don't have a car here, so I don't go home often. Only on breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you were, let's backtrack to last March, when everything kind of happened, what were you doing during spring break? Like, how did you find out that this was serious?
So I wanted to stay in campus for spring break because I wanted to start packing. I know it sounds weird, but I wanted to, like, usually packing is always like for going home, like for the summer, it always takes me so long to do. And I'm always also during break, I wanted to like start studying for my finals, right? Because I was feeling like I wanted to go to grad school. So I was feeling like, okay, like I need to like do way better in my classes and like kind of use that time for relax and just to be like, I'm very involved in a lot of stuff. So I just wanted a time where I can just be, well, there was not a lot of people, but there was people and I didn't have to travel all the way home and then come back. And it's just, you know? So when I heard the news, I was actually at a park. There was an email. And I usually don't answer, like I usually try when I'm outside, don't try to answer my emails. But I got the email and then like a lot of people were texting me like, have you read the email? Have you seen the email? I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And so I got the email and I saw that. So I was like, I was trying to relax.
Yeah. What did you think immediately? What was your first reaction?
I could not believe it. I was like, what? I thought this was going to be, because previously I have friends in the business school, and then all the professors were telling them, like, we're preparing you for quarantine. Like, if the school shuts down, this is what we're going to do and things like that. And this was like in January. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was very upset because I was like, why were you scared the students? Like, this is like all the way to like in another country. Like, this is not going to be, it's not going to happen here. And I even had talked to like some of the dean of the student, and I was like, Dean Bessler, like maybe you need to talk to your faculty that it's not safe for the students to start thinking about that when there are some people that are already like, you know, being very racist about Asian people and stuff like that. And now with this stuff, it's kind of like, you know, like it's making the students anxious. Mm-hmm. And then that happened. I was like, oh my gosh. I honestly was like, wow, it did not feel real. I was like, this is a joke.
Did you call your parents or your mom?
Well, first I was like, okay, well, I wanted to leave like a day to like realize like what I wanted to do first, because I didn't want to scare my parents. And my parents were not in Oklahoma and Tulsa at the time. They were in a trip, and they weren't going to be back. They work. My stepdad is a geologist, so he works outside, and when he goes out to work, it's like a month or two, and sometimes my mom goes with him. And so this was one of the cases where they were going to be away from home for like 2 months. So one, I did not want to scare my parents about like, okay, now you have to pick me up. How are they going to do that? It wasn't clear to me like if we were going to come back or if it was just going to be extended. And if it was going to be extended, I'll just stay here on campus. I'm already here. You know, like I didn't see an issue. And then the next day, it was like 2 days later, and it was like, no, you had to leave. And I was like, whoa, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I called my parents to let them know that was going to happen and that I was going to figure out something. But
so you didn't go back to Oklahoma? You just...
Yeah, I stayed. So like we could stay for, so they were saying like they were gonna extend it. I don't remember exactly, but it was like it was gonna be extend spring break, and then two days later they told us that we did had to leave campus. Like we had to take our stuff and leave campus. So we can leave some of the stuff, but take like very important items, and then later we can come back and get the stuff. Mm-hmm. Just for me, it did not feel like it. Just it was a lot, because then I would have to go to Oklahoma. Like, you know, like traveling from from San Antonio to Oklahoma is 8-hour drive, and then come back again mm-hmm. and get my stuff. It was like I'm already stressed because of midterms and classes and all of this, and then like pack up and why do I leave? What should I take? Who is going to take me home? Yeah. How can I get there? My parents are not home. And so, yeah.
So then what did you end up doing?
So I asked
the situation.
Uh-huh. I asked a friend that were here in San Antonio, that they were living here in San Antonio. I asked your friends like, hey, can I just stay at your place for the extension, which was like another week. I just don't want to go all the way to Oklahoma and then I had to come back and pack and doing all of that, or I don't know what's going to happen. It wasn't very clear of what was going to happen, like mm-hmm. what was going to happen with us. If we had to pack, if we had to leave, if we wouldn't come back until August. Like it wasn't very clear. And so like some people were like, you know, already packing the stuff to leave. Some other people were like, no, it's not. So I just didn't know what to do. And so I asked my friends if I could stay with them. One of them said yes. And I stayed with her that week. And then one day we finally got the email that we had to leave our stuff and then be completely online. That's when I was like, I can't stay here for the end of the semester. You know, like I can't invade their space, their family space. And I also want to go home, because I was thinking my mom would want me to work and go to school. In here, I work, but I work in campus ministry. Like I work with people. It's not the same as like what she imagines, like 8-to-5 job or like what I used to have when I was there. And every time that I go back to home on breaks, I'm expected to work. I'm expected to find a job, do something, mainly work, contribute to society, what she says. And so I was scared. I was like, no, like, I don't know how would I do classes online plus the stress of working. Like, I know I'm going to be expected to work. And then situations at home with my stepdad. He's a good guy and stuff. But I was going to be stressed. I was going to be stressed at home. So I was like, no, I can't. I cannot be there. And then my parents work from home too. So Wi-Fi. Just in general, like, I have taken online classes before. And it's harder, right? So I wanted to, for my peace, like I want something normal, something where I can have my own space without being bothered, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or where I think like I had to work and I had to do this, and where am I going to find a job in the middle of the pandemic? So thankfully some friends in Texas, their family, he graduated, so he wasn't leaving at home. So there was rooms spare, and their family opened the house for any students that needed a place to stay. And so that was such a blessing that they did. Like they did not ask for money. They fed me. They make sure I was safe and healthy and okay. And they let me to be, if I wanted to stay in the room all day doing homework and just being there, I, you know, was not bothered, but also was invited and welcome to their family, mm-hmm. You know, life.
So did you stay with them throughout the semester, like throughout the end of the semester?
Throughout the end of the semester, and then summer come along, and I was bummed because I have already lined up some internships, and these internships were not going to happen. And it was sad because it will be my last year as senior, internships that I need, or not I needed, but I was very looking forward to, that was going to help me in, my future career, put a foot in the door, and so I was really sad. And also, again, I was like, what am I going to do in Tulsa? Like, I know I'm going to be expected to get a job. I don't want to work again on the mall or like a restaurant. So I was kind of like, what should I do? And then the Marionettes have a camp here in San Antonio, but in Texas. It's called Tecavoca. It's in Mountain Home. So it's like an hour away from here. And they have it open for the summer, and they were looking for interns. And so I was like, okay, well, I want to do ministry. It will be a different type of ministry that I want to do. But as long as I have a place to stay and that I can actually do something that I like, stay there. So
So you stay there throughout the summer?
the whole summer, yeah. So I was blessed in the sense that I did not experience the fatigue that a lot of people experience of just being inside at home the whole time. I was in a 100-acre place, working outside. We lived in a community, so we didn't have to wear masks around us because we already lived together. And so only if we need to leave to town to buy groceries. And then it was just kind of like one person or two people will go buy groceries. Three max will go buy groceries and then come back, and that's it. We just go buy groceries and come back. We didn't have to go to the city because there was people that were doing that for us. And so you live with little because we live in a community in small place. Wearing shorts and chacos all the time. So know what I mean? So I didn't have the experience of wearing masks constantly or being inside, the fatigue or, find a new hobby. Like a lot of people find, I was, working in the camp. And then when the camp closed, I went home.
So what were you thinking throughout this time? Because we received a lot of emails from St. Mary's about what they were planning to do and how they were going to adapt to the situation. And so what were you hopeful for the fall, or were you thinking that things were gonna go back to normal?
I was very hopeful. I like to think of the good a lot. I was like, this is, we live in America where, all the good stuff are here, all these things. And it was really sad to see that something for me that was so simple, like, wear your mask, please. And people are like, nah, I'm not gonna wear it. I'm like, oh my gosh, just wear it. I want to. This is my, I felt selfish, and first it was selfish. I was like, it was all about me and my senior year. It was all about me and being back with my friends. And then like hearing stories of people that were working, picking up fruit that they didn't have all the health benefits, or people that were in the front lines that didn't spend time with their families. Things like that, and it started becoming more real. And I was like, okay, this is, the world was not around me. This is way more than what I thought was going to be. I honestly did not believe, I was like, this is just gonna be like in and out, like if other countries can do it, like I heard this is America, like this is going to be in and out. It was a little bit disappointed. It was very sad and hearted because I was hopeful, like, okay, we're gonna go back to normal. It's going to be, like something that we're gonna be talked about in our class, but we're gonna be in class, or and then as it goes, it was like, okay, We're going to have small classes. I'm thinking like we're going to have smaller classes. That's even better because, you know, more interaction with the professors. But then like things start going like, it's going to be online. It's going to be online. I was like, no, this is not. This is not. Until this day, you know, I know already next semester is not going to look like my sophomore year, you know, or my junior year. So
what are your classes looking like right now? Are they all online or are you able to interact?
All my classes are online, but one that is a 3-hour class, it's in person and it's at night. So yeah, there are times where I choose to go to this class because it's the only thing that looks normal because it's me and other student in the classroom and the rest, everybody is online. So like the professor's talking to the camera and to us, camera and us, and it's the interactions, it's not there, right? There's no way for me to interact with peers. And when we are in small or break, you know, nobody has their camera. So I feel horrible talking to something like it just has their name. I don't even know how they look like. I don't know. You know, like I'm a very personal person. So like, it's really hard for me to like talking to a screen, which is a name, you know, and it's sad too. I don't know how professors do it. I honestly don't know how they must feel, you know, like ignore. I feel sometimes very ignored when we're in breakout sessions and nobody's talking. I'm like, okay. My classes, I'm very blessed that in the theology department, our professors are very like personal and they are really looking ways to adapt and change, you know. Professors are sending videos or recording the classes, or some of them say, if you don't want to type up the board discussions, just send a video, something, right? You know, open quiz, things like that. Some deadlines are more flexible. Things, I don't know. It's just professors are, in my case, some professors are more understanding. Other professors are more like, they're doing the same thing that they would do in another years. And that's, it's very draining, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, after your class, I go to other classes and I'm tired to seeing the screen. And then I have to go back to the screen to read and to do essays. And then it's night and I'm done, you know? And then I'm like, okay, so now what I do? So it's tiring too.
So how did you make the decision to come back to campus, moving back in?
I wanted to have, because it's my last year, I wanted to have some consistent into, I knew none of my friends, so all my friends graduated. So that was one thing. And then the other people that I talked to, all of them, they were, most of them, they were staying at home. Mm-hmm. So, and again, like for me, my work is very important. Working in ministry has changed my life and has made me a better person. And so I wanted to continue having that. And again, I'm a very personal person. So I was like doing it online because there's ways to do ministry online. It will also put a toll on me because I'm already doing classes online. So I would need some constancy, you know? And it was a hard decision because my friends that when I was 15 all the way to 25, my friends are in Tulsa, you know, like my best friends are there. My family is there. So like I would have some human interaction, but also I needed some consistent. I needed like, if I had a question, if I needed some like resources that are available here that wouldn't be available if I'm at home. Mm-hmm. And also just the fact that I can get up here and then just walk around here, campus, or that I have the chapel available, like I said, like the people that I work with, my mentors are here. I wanted to remain some type of consistency and stability because I knew that the semester was going to be totally different. So I need a support system that was here that I can feel a home away from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's definitely, there's definitely an advantage to being in town. Mm-hmm. I have some people in class that are from like Utah. Some people live like 4 hours away. Someone's from Canada, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely, you have access to different things that you wouldn't have if you were away, which is interesting because it's supposed to be virtual learning, but you know, you can't have it, have everything that you would have. I know that you're really active on campus, or I've seen like on your Instagram stories that you're involved in different things. So the organizations that you're involved in, like how has that behavior changed? Like, what are y'all doing now to adapt?
So one something that is really interesting, and that's like, I'm amazed by the people that I work with. They're very visionaries and they embrace the humanist curriculum as adaptation and change. Throughout the summer, what they did is that they will call us personally, or they will try to call one-on-one or do Zoom meetings. During the summer, I couldn't because I was working, but they knew that this was going to be changing, and a lot of them care about us personally, right? And there was an email like, I'm here for you if you need to talk, or, you know, calling on the phone. One of my mentors would call me and just to make sure that I was okay for my birthday. He called me and stuff like that. And so they knew that we weren't going to be able to gather in place, or like, a lot of the students weren't going to be coming home, and our ministry is very personal, right? But also our ministry is always one-on-one or small communities, because we believe in the holistic being of the whole, of the person, right? It is not one size fits all, right? So yeah, we have retreats that are, you know, 50, 100 people come, but after the retreats are like, you know, small communities, or we have events where, you know, like chapel choir, they're like a huge community, but they always try to manage to be, you know, that close community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have switched and changed a lot of things. So they have retreats that are more one-on-one, like a campus minister and the person. And I enjoy that because it is around my schedule and it's around the dates and time that I'm available. So they have it for a week, right? And then you can meet them with them online if you're outside of campus, or if you're in campus, you can meet with that person one-on-one with 6 feet distance and mask on, right? And I think that's beautiful. On our social media, we've been trying to bring hope, and that's something that they, our mentors, are always telling us, like, just bring hope, because there's a lot of other people that are posting other different stuff, and a lot of people that are missing being here, but how can we not be all sad and stuff that, yes, we miss you guys, but how can we bring hope to them? So that's what we're trying to do, bring hope. As the peer ministers, they're also trying to meet one-on-one or just do like small gatherings, which is something that we had already done in all the years. Like, I'm also a peer minister, and like our events were like 10, 11 people, 15 max. That was like, wow, a lot of people came in. And so that's okay when they told us you can't meet in a big group, but maybe I can do one-on-one or things like that. It has been a challenge for mass and stuff because Sunday mass is only for students that are here. And one of the beautiful things that we had is that during Sunday mass, professors, alumni, staff, faculty would come. And it was beautiful seeing, like, you know, a whole community. But now it's more of just the residents can stay. We can sing. And that's another thing. So celebrations are being modified, But we know that is because for the well-being of the students, and we just kind of like suck it up. And what can we do to continue, you know, being a community, but being smart and being healthy.
That's nice. I had no idea that they were, that they modified Sunday Mass for that.
Because that way, if there's something happens, it's easier for him to track down who comes and stuff like that.
Do you feel generally, like right now on campus, do you feel all right, like safe to just go out and like go get lunch or anything?
So because I have other friends in different other campuses in Indiana, Houston, in Ohio, and Chicago. And what they have told me is like, everybody in here, it seems like they're trying to do their best. And like from the CAF to people that, you know, professors wearing masks. So it makes me feel safe when I'm going to the CAF and I see people making sure that they're being safe, or it makes me also makes me feel safe when I go to Commons that I don't go that often and I see people wearing their masks and I'm like, wow, like it gives me hope. So many students are actually doing what they're doing. There's a lot of hand sanitizers placed in places. The tables. I always talk about the tables, but if you don't, I don't know if you have been in campus, but there are tables, like wood tables everywhere. And so that makes it easier for you to eat outside because you can eat outside, you can eat outside of camp. So it's a place for you to eat. In general, I mean, I do feel, I feel safe, but I also am being precautious, you know, like hand washing and all of the things that I could do. I don't want to become a germaphobic, and I don't want to, again, I'm a hugger, and that's also being so hard. A person of like, oh yeah, let's gather, let's eat, let's do this. And, you know, they're like, Arumi, we can. I'm like, I'm sorry. I do feel safe, but it's not like, yeah, like, let me take off my mask and act like if nothing happens, because, you know. So it's that I feel safe, but I'm precautious.
Yeah, have you, in general, in San Antonio, like thinking outside of St. Mary's, do you, how do you feel about the situation going on right now?
I went to Fredericksburg. I also take pictures, and I went for a photo shoot, and we went to a park. Nobody was wearing a mask. And I know when you're outside, some people say don't wear a mask, but nobody. Like, it was a lot of people all together. People were not wearing a mask. And I was like, I felt like, get me out of here. I was like, can we move to another place? And, you know, I had to tell the clients, like, can we just move a little bit far away? I just don't feel very comfortable. And also, they didn't feel comfortable. We didn't thought that it was going to be that busy, you know. It was barely, you can find parking lot. Outside in San Antonio, again, I don't have a car, so I don't really go outside when I go buy groceries. I see people not wearing masks. I see people grabbing something and put it back. And I'm like, oh my God, things like that. But I learned this pandemic that I can't work. Yes, I had to worry about people, but I had to worry about me first. Like, how can I be safe? So because if other one is not being safe, it's not going to take care of me. And so if I'm safe, I'm taking care of others, right? But I don't know if the others are also having that mentality. So try to do as much as I can. Outside of St. Mary's, I don't feel that much safe, and I try not to go out as much because of the same reason. And it's really hard because, again, it's my last year and I'm going to be moving out. And I feel like I haven't explored all San Antonio as I wanted to. If I do go out, it's a place that somebody tells me, oh, no, it's safe, or there's not a lot of people, or people are wearing their masks. It's, you know, social distancing. So
Yeah. And have you, how is your family holding up with you being here? Have you talked to them, or are they worried about you?
My mom is very religious, so she's always praying for me, I'm sure. And she's very, she's not as concerned, because she's like, I don't think this, like, she's thinking, okay, like, their school is taking care of so many other students, so I'm sure they're trying to do their best. And she also trusts me that I'm a smart woman, that I'm not gonna, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She did stuck me up with vitamins. I'm not joking. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's more. And she, you know, she's calling me all the time to make sure that I'm being healthy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But something that a lot of people are not, like, talking about is, like, with what we wanted to do more in university ministry is talking about, like, our mental health because of COVID, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom worries more about the health thing and stuff like that. But I was talking to a professor, like, I feel less productive, and I feel like I have to be more productive, and I feel like I'm you know, like, always talking to a camera and doesn't feel real, like, my eyes hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I have more headaches. It's harder to sleep. Like, I love media and I love digitals and stuff like that, but I'm to a point where, like, I'm done and tired of the phone and the computer. I just want to be outside. And so I am really glad that, like, Dr. Ronis, one of the other professors, she's very concerned about our mental health, and she's always telling us, I'm here for you if you want to talk. And I have talked to her, and, like, she's always really good. And so, yeah, I don't know if the school always tries, but I feel like they need to try more about our mental health. As much as, like, they're trying to, everybody's wearing masks, like, I feel like they should try more different ways, not just the health center for, I forgot what's it called, not the mental health center, but you know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should have other stuff and things more available for other students that we're going through a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different. It's definitely, everything feels like it's changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, like, coming back and having some sort of consistency, I definitely feel that. Yeah, some sort of routine again, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think you pretty much hit on all the questions that I had.
Awesome.
It was a really great meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. One thing we didn't do at the beginning of this meeting was state the time and day. We're supposed to before every oral history. But I can do that right now. So today is Wednesday, October 21st, right? Today's the 21st? Yes. We started this around 12 p.m. and it's now 12:44 p.m. on my watch. This was Arumi Ortiz with Victoria Villaseñor. So thank you again. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem. I really enjoy it. And thank you for reaching out.
Yeah. Well, good luck on the semester. Stay strong. Have a good day, good rest of your day, and good rest of your week. And I'll talk to you here and there on Instagram.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.